Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I just seen on my checking my bank, and you have tried to take $106 out of my account, and I have no idea what it's for.
Okay, I can definitely go over that with you. What's your zip code, ma'am?
94561.
94561.
Yes.
Your name?
Margie Russo.
What's your address, Ms. Russo?
3938 Harvest Circle, Oakley, California, 94561.
Please hold for me.
Pardon me?
Please hold while I pull up your account, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Dallas Cowboys, 17. What do you want me to do? What do you want, though? Well, Danny knows how to roll a dough.
Okay, ma'am, I do have an order that was placed for the Luna Active. On the product you initially ordered, you paid the shipping cost. It was $5.45 and also $6.45 that was ordered on December 19th. When you
Yeah,
placed
I just
that
got a
order, that
writ.
was under a trial offer to give you the opportunity to have the order shipped out to you. And at that time, you are billed a full cost on the order because that's a 1 month supply.
Okay, well, you can cancel that order.
I'm so sorry to hear
Because
that you
I.
wanted to discontinue. That is one of our top products to give you more of a radiant texture and tone. Now, what I can do
Well.
as a courtesy is I can lock in a 35% off of your future orders.
No. I was under the understanding that it's a trial offer as far
Now,
as.
trial is not the same as a sample. Now, a sample is free. Trial means that you have a certain amount of time before you bill for the product. Did you review the terms before you authorize the payment?
Well, I thought I did. I thought I paid the 6.45 and the 5 something for shipping and handling, but I thought that's all I was billed for. I
No,
didn't think
ma'am.
that you would send me anything else.
Well, your bill for the order that you currently have because that's a 1 month supply. Now it is on an auto ship where it ships out monthly. What I can do if the cost is an issue, I can apply a 50% discount for you.
No, you can have it all back.
Now the warehouse does not accept return orders. Once that trial ends, the product cannot be returned back. But let me do this for you. On your future orders moving forward, let me apply my employee's discount to get you a 75% off of future orders.
No, I don't want nothing
Okay, well,
because
Ms.
this
Russo, I
is
can go ahead
all.
and cancel your account if you do not wish to continue. Do you mind holding for me?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and get everything canceled out so that nothing else is shipped out to your home. 1 moment. Okay, Ms. Russo, thank you so very much for holding. I went ahead and canceled your account, and this will stop any further activity. You will not be shipped out a bill for anything further going forward. And is there anything else at all that I can do for you today?
Are you putting $106 back in my account?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, once that trial ends, the warehouse does not accept return orders. So that will be your final order. Actually, I'm going to hold the charge because there's another pending charge. We sent you out two products. One of those bottles are 106.36 and the other is 108.74. The charge for 108.74 is still pending to come out of your account tonight. So I can go ahead and have that one closed out since it has not yet come out. And we will not reprocess that transaction for you, so you will only pay for just that one bottle.
Well, I'm not paying for it. I've already contacted the bank.
I'll go ahead and email the bank a copy of your order and a recording of the call that you and I are having. So they'll explain to you that when you place your order, you did give your authorization that you'll have to pay for the order that's being sent to you because that's a one-month supply. So your bank will notify you that the charge is valid and that payment is due. Or you can have your bank to contact us with you on a three-way conference call for further assistance. And we can see what we can do for you at that time.
The bank has already filed a dispute.
Yes. Once we provide them a copy of those terms, they will decline. They will advise that they cannot honor your dispute, so the payment will be due. Now, you're more than welcome to call back with them on the line with you, and we can definitely try and work out an option for you so that you don't have to pay the full cost because your dispute will be lost because we'll provide documentation to show that you did place and receive the order. So at that time, your bank would notify you that your dispute was not honored. So I suggest that you contact your bank and have them to call back to this company with you on a three-way call so that we can get this rectified to get some of your money credited back to you.
2 million followers. Yes, I will. My bank, I will talk to them tomorrow.
Okay, is there anything else for you, Ms. Russo?
No, because I apparently everything that you say is not on my phone where I read it.
It's right there where you put in your credit card number, ma'am. I'm already faxing over the bank a copy of those terms, so they'll explain to you what you signed up for.
Okay, I'll look back on my order and see.
Okay. We look forward to speaking back with you in the bank to get this rectified for you. And is there anything else for you?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for calling Customer Care. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.